With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Lon Strickler back with us, a Fortean researcher, author, publisher of the syndicated Phantoms and Monsters blog. He began the blog in 2005, and he has steadily grown its popularity and is read daily by tens of thousands of paranormal enthusiasts, investigators, and those seeking the truth. You've been busy this year, Lon. Welcome back.
Hey, George, thanks for having me. Yeah, I've been quite busy.
My gosh, Mothman Dynasty, Alien Disclosure, Wing Cryptids, they keep coming. What else are you working on these days?
Oh, my. You know, I'm working on whatever comes my way. But this Chicago O'Hare International Mothman thing is just really, it's really gone into a different phase as compared to what it was even just a year and a half ago.
Yeah, kind of update us. Give us the overview. There are a lot of new people coming to the show who probably aren't familiar with this thing. Tell us what this creature was, how it was first sighted, and where we are today with this.
Well, we started seeing reports coming into MUFON around early 2017. There were several reports throughout the city of Chicago. And since they were coming into MUFON, of course, we weren't privy to the witness contact information, though we were lucky enough to track one down. So as time went by and we started reporting the sightings, especially on the blog, we started getting sighting reports coming directly to us. And the overall description of these beings, or they run anywhere from 6, maybe 7 foot tall. They're dark in color, very emaciated. They have wings that are, for the most part, shaped like that of a bat, membrane-type wings. The width is anywhere from 10 to 15 foot.
Jeez.
Many of them have the red eyes. And they seem to have an ability to jettison themselves without even using the wings. And many times they leave out a screeching sound as they take off. So, at this point, I was trying to count it down today. I think we're at a little over 120 sightings, but those are just sightings that we consider credible. We've had many more than that, but since October of last year, we've had 44 sightings, and most of those are in and around the O'Hare International Airport.
That's astounding. Why the airport? What do you think is so special about that?
Well, that we're trying to figure out. Early on, the sightings were concentrated in the Rosemont suburb just east of of the airport, and we had several sightings from different people, and there was also an extraterrestrial, possibly extraterrestrial involvement with these. One sighting we did receive, the witness stated that she saw this winged being with a grade-like extraterrestrial and two female humanoids that appeared to be human. But, you know, that was one instance, but then things started taking off to the point where there seems to have been some UFO involvement as well. There was a UFO sighted in the small cemetery. Now, O'Hara has a small cemetery in it, the Rest Haven Cemetery. Not many people know that. And a cargo worker happened to be on his break, and he was across the road from the cemetery and noticed that this oval-shaped UFO was hovering over the cemetery, and a humanoid was literally ascended up into the UFO. And since that time, we've had people telling us that they have seen gray-like aliens around the airport property. So, but the winged being itself, we've had some very good witness reports, including TSA security people, two pilots, and as of this week, and I just posted the day before yesterday, we had an air traffic controller tell us of his encounter in July.
Now, we have had reports of, near LAX, for example, Lon, of some flying-looking humanoid or even cow-looking object, but it seemed to be attached to some apparatus. The Chicago sightings are totally encompassed with wings, right?
Yes, it is. It's totally different. It's an actual being itself that has the ability to fly. Many of the sightings are on the ground. When this thing, a lot of times when they see this on the ground, it appears to be looking down, looking for something. Many times people have described that to us. And then when it realizes somebody's watching them and looks at them, most of the times these things have these red eyes. So, I don't know if I want to get one of these, but the, you know, it's very interesting, and hopefully we're going to continue to get more sightings so we can figure out what's going on.
What's your gut tell you?
I believe that these are probably a non-indigenous being. In other words, it's possibly coming in through some type of either portal or from some means from another reality. These sightings for the most part are very fleeting. You know, if these things were indigenous and actually living on our Earth plane, I think we'd be getting many, many more sightings, but that's just not the case. We get these fleeting sightings, but the fact that many of these are coming from the airport, there's got to be something associated with the airport itself. You know, O'Hara's got a history of a lot of strange things.
Well, that's true.
It's been many UFO sightings over the years. There have been people that have also reported alien-like beings in and around the airport itself. A lot of ghost stories come out of there. It's definitely got a lot of activity.
And these sightings, are they being seen anyplace other than Chicago?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of expanded out over the years. We're getting sightings all around the Lake Michigan area. We've had sightings as far north as Milwaukee and down into southern Illinois and into Indiana. The Chicago suburbs are probably the most active at this point, but we do occasionally get other sightings within a 200-mile radius of the city.
That's dramatic. And when did they start?
Well, the first sightings were in 2011. These were the ones that were recorded. There were three sightings within the South Chicago, and those were actually reported to MUFON. And there were some, you know, there was a stir about it back then, but then, you know, we didn't hear anything else beyond that. But in April of 2017, that's when these sightings started picking up. And it's been fairly steady ever since. I mean, that's all around through the year, you know, all seasons. And, you know, during that period, we, you know, these investigations, we have also gotten a lot of older sightings from people who have, you know, were just hesitant about reporting it. But we're getting a lot of older sightings as well.
Lon, what about pilots? Are they reporting seeing this thing flying around up there?
We had one pilot who saw it in the air as he was taxiing in his plane to their terminal. It flew by the window of his plane. He and the co-pilot both saw it. He reported it, and we had another pilot see it on the by one of the runways as he was in a in one of the transports going to the terminal. So we've had those reports. We had a TSA security guard who saw it on the grounds itself. And he actually had gotten it out of his vehicle to approach his thing, and the thing turns and looked at him with these red eyes and started flying away. Then we had another security guard who does security for one of the cargo companies saw this thing standing by the fence near one of the tarmacs. So, yeah, and of course now we've got this air traffic controller who has just reported one. And, I mean, an amazing sighting. And he's telling us that people in the airport are referring to it as the O'Hara Mothman.
Interesting. Is it showing up on radar, Lon, or is it too small?
You know, I have not heard that. I have not heard it showing up on radar. I'm trying to get a hold of some of the other air traffic controllers who have said they've seen this, though. They have not come forward. We're attempting to get more interviews with these people, but you know, this particular air traffic controller stated that it's you know, the pilots and controllers and also employees throughout the airport have come forward, and they've been talking about it. I mean, within themselves, and some of the social media where these people hang out at, it's been mentioned as well.
Can you rule out a fact that it might be a sophisticated-looking drone?
No, I can rule that out. Absolutely.
You can? Okay.
It's just not that. You know, that's something we looked at early, and we've continuously looked at that as time's going by, but, you know, it's not a drone.
Or a kite or something like that?
No.
No. Okay. And the people who are reporting this, they're dead serious, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and it's interesting because when they... We do talk to them after they, you know, they either call us or send us an email or a report. But when we do talk to them, they do not embellish on the sighting. It's kind of like imprinted on them, and they are dead serious. They will not embellish what they had stated to us previously. And yeah, it does seem to affect profoundly affect the witnesses.
What has been the closest sighting to this creature?
The closest sighting?
In terms of physical location. I mean, it's 100 feet, 10,000 feet away.
Oh, it's sometimes I had a sighting that was reported in Chicago itself where the two witnesses were within 10 foot of this thing.
Wow, okay. That's close.
Yeah, there have been some close ones.
Does it look more animal than human?
You know, it's kind of hard to distinguish that. The witnesses state that it does look like it has a human form, though very emaciated. It's got a small head. We've had sightings where the arms were actually attached to the wings.
Okay.
We've had some where they were detached from the wings. but they all say it's more humanoid than it is animal.
Does it show any signs of aggression?
Very little. You know, and that's an interesting aspect to it. You know, you talk about the winged humanoid that people call the Mothman at Point Pleasant. And that being seemed to have some type of aggression,
yep,
where it would chase cars and such. But
and tragedies, you know, would happen whenever this thing was around.
Yeah, and but for the most part, in Chicago, we haven't had much aggression. They may take a step or two towards the individual, but that's about the extent of it.
Has the Chicago media reported on this, Lon?
They did earlier, and occasionally we'll get asked to talk about it. I don't know. Be honest with you, I'm kind of glad they don't, because I can, if they really expounded on the sightings and such, I think we'd get a lot of crank calls. But
yeah, that would dilute it. Sure.
Yeah, I think the fact that it's mostly on the internet and in social media, and people see the thing, they search for it online, and they come to us. And that kind of makes the report much more believable.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal, or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.